It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
That isn't just the sound of the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, and more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form commands attention, while its more powerful, fuel-efficient engine demands to be driven. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
The Country Music Event of the Year is coming to the Chicago Theater, presented by Chase, on Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th. Stars and Strings, presented by UA Veterans and Piping. Starring Dierks Bentley, Gary Allen, Hunter Hayes, Jake Owen, Justin Moore, Kip Moore, Lee Bryce, Little Big Town, and the band Perry. Benefiting Folds of Honor. Here's your chance to get the best seats first. Use your Chase credit or debit card to purchase advance tickets during this exclusive Chase advance ticket sale. Limited time offer only available now through Thursday, October 1st at 10 p.m. Plus, Chase cardholders receive special access to purchase pre-sale tickets and VIP soundcheck passes now. Tickets go on sale to the public beginning Friday, October 2nd at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Subject to availability, terms, conditions, restrictions apply. Debit cards provided by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA, N.A. Get all the info for Stars and Strings at US99.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Cubs are in the NLCS.
The Cubs with a massive celebration right near home plate. The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series.
Cub fans, keep it here as we continue to deliver the best coverage of this historic time in Chicago sports on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs will have to wait until later tonight to find out who they'll play in the NLCS after LA forced a Game 5 of the NLDS on Tuesday. Zach Greinke and Jacob DeGrom will face off tonight in LA. DeGrom blanked the Dodgers for 7 1/3 in Game 1 of the series. First pitch is tonight at 7. Cubs will kill time today by working out at Wrigley this afternoon at 1. As actually right now, Game 1 of the NLCS will be Saturday on the road for the Northsiders. First pitch scheduled for 7:30. John Lester is your Game 1 starter. Meanwhile, the ALCS matchup is set, with both Toronto and Kansas City prevailing in their Game 5s yesterday. That series starts tomorrow at 7:30. Bears will head to Detroit Sunday looking to get to 3-3 on the season despite a long list of injuries. Martellus Bennett says the team can wind up at 500 if everyone does their job.
We look at each other in the huddle and like, hey, we know what we got. We know where we are. Some situations, you know, coaches, you know, they could do and say what they want to do, but it comes down to the players. And in a huddle, a bunch of guys just look each other in the face and be like, hey, we can make some plays. Let's go out here. We're still in it. We haven't played as well as we want to do in the first half, so let's just keep pushing, keep swinging, and keep fighting for each other. No one ever looked at this guy or that guy pointing at anyone. It was just like, hey, let's keep playing, and we'll look at the scoreboard at the end. And I think that's what's been contributing to the last two wins the last 2 weeks.
Lots of Bears limited at practice yesterday, including Alshon Jeffrey and Jermon Bushrod, Ego Ferguson, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Pernell McPhee, among others. Eddie Royal, Shea McClellan, Antrel Roll, and Terrence Mitchell all held out of practice. And Adam Schefter tweeted this morning that Bellevue, Washington police arrested Seahawks fullback Derek Coleman on an investigation of vehicular assault and hit and run. He's been booked into the King County Jail. Blackhawks will try to bounce back from a 3-0 loss to the Flyers last night in Philadelphia when they take on the Caps tonight in Washington. The team announced this morning they've agreed to a one-year contract with defenseman Kyle Komiski. He's now been placed on waivers. College basketball, Kentucky and UNC share the top ranking in the preseason coaches poll. And South African track star Oscar Pistorius is going to be released from prison today, but will remain under house arrest for the foreseeable future. Prosecutors have appealed his acquittal for the murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. That means Pistorius could wind up going back to prison for as long as 15 years if that acquittal is overturned. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year on sales event going on now. Len Casper on the score is brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had the updates all day with us, and we appreciate it. Thank you to our guests today, Rich Campbell of the Tribune, Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet, Mark Lazarus of the Sun-Times, Len Casper of the Cubs broadcast team on WBBM Radio for the postseason, and Paul Charchian from FantasyVictory.com. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Great job, man. And Kevin Zipak as well. Thank you so much. And James Woodard.
Yeah.
Part of
Show's
the
over
batch.
Already?
It is over. Brian Gersh. I know, man. Brian Gersh does the video streaming, does it well at Watch670thescore.com. A lot going on tomorrow. Here's what we got. Some football stuff with Hub Arkish, Greg Gabriel, and Patrick Manley. College football with Pete Futak.
Oh, we're busy.
Cubs with Sahadev Sharma. And if it's the Mets, Wayne Randazzo will join us to preview Mets and Cubs. If it's the Dodgers, I got a guy who maybe we'll reach out to as
Randazzler.
Well.
Randazzler. Uh-huh. Look at that. All right, it's time for us to talk to our guys, our buddies, our pals, our friends.
Somebody else here?
It's the Boys and Bernstein Show who has joined us now here on our transition. What's up, fellas?
Nice, a burger bar to drop off some vittles. It's good stuff.
I got enough food for like 3 lunches. I'm about to go home and make it rain.
Maybe find my guy home less on the bridge and give him a burger.
Yeah. I don't think the dancers would like bits of burgers thrown at them.
You've never been to the clubs I've been to. You know people eat in the gentlemen's clubs in the South, right?
No.
You told me about this.
Yeah, chicken tenders. And there's actually a 5-star restaurant in Atlanta that shares a kitchen with Cheetah's, which is one of their most renowned establishments.
Wow, so you could get a really high class meal.
A steak. Yeah, you can get yourself a $55 steak.
Mm. And while you're getting a lap dance?
I mean, you don't have to get it while you eat. I didn't.
The hard part about that is using the knife and fork as you reach
it?
Around.
I didn't eat in the gentlemen's clubs in Atlanta.
That's probably wise.
I just watched.
The shift change. We're doing the shift change right now. Changing shifts. That's what we're doing. It's brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
Terry.
The Chicago Wolves, who are home tomorrow for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. How about that 53-minute inning we had in a baseball game?
One of the best
game.
Games I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad you feel that way, Terry, because
crazy stuff.
What's not to like?
Wild events. You got.
Except a baby getting hit with a beer can. I mean, that's other than.
Just a beer.
How about the fans in Toronto shamefully doing that?
They embarrassed themselves and embarrassed baseball. Yeah.
That's what was not
if
to
there was anything else.
That's the only thing I didn't like.
If that was any other sport.
I'm talking about the game itself, though. I can't worry about the Canadians.
Well,
I cannot control all the
Toronto citizens. We worry about fan interactions any other time. You know, I mean, you know, somebody tweeted at me actually, too. It was like, hey, you know, last time somebody threw a beer that hit somebody, you had the malice of the palace. You got Edwin Encarnacion, who is trying to make sure that they understand at the upper deck, stop throwing things.
Stop throwing things, yep.
Stop throwing things. And then you've got the idiots on the Rangers who are getting mad.
The pitcher comes after him. Dyson comes after him.
Yeah. Because he thinks that he's saying pump it up, and what he's doing
is he's saying stop throwing things.
Dyson's an idiot.
Yeah, of course he is. That's why his ass got launched.
I want to know what that moment was between Dyson and Tulowitzki, because he's patting Tulowitzki on the butt.
And I thought it was a nice at-bat moment, like, I got you. And Tulo's like, don't ever touch me.
See,
he thinks it's something different.
I read it as, look, talk to your teammate, because we heard how pissed off he was after the game.
Well, you said it was like
expecting Tulo to be the guy to talk to his teammate or something, and Tulo's standing up.
Before the show, you said you thought it was like two white guys looking at each other saying, hey,
like Dyson,
you know, tell your people over there to get their line in order.
Right.
That's what you said in the
show. And that's,
can you control your brown people, please?
That's exactly what
I'll do my best to control mine.
That's where my brain flashed, because as that USA Today article a couple weeks ago had it.
87% of the
87% of the brawls happen when it's the culture that's clashing. And there's Dyson talking about Batista and saying he's a role model for the kids. And it's
Joey Betts.
You know, what's been fun today is the onslaught of old at bats, and I've tweeted a couple, whether it's Ricky Henderson or Tom Lawless of the 1987 Cardinals.
Great bat flipper.
Hits a 3-run homer in the bottom of the fourth and just watches it for 20 seconds, throws the bat halfway down the line.
Japanese baseball players right now.
Remember Dante Bichette pointing to his biceps?
Yeah.
How about Kyle
Schwarber the other night?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Have fun.
This is what I've figured out. This is how far we've come. That I think we're presuming a dichotomy that doesn't really exist. Because I'm only speaking anecdotally here. I don't know anyone who doesn't like the bat flips.
That's it.
I don't listen to their show today.
I'm just saying.
No. Look,
you can bring them out. You can.
Sam is there.
No, you can bait people. You can get people if you go fishing for them. But I really think, on balance, it's not that we're presuming a sort of a 50-50 split here or fighting.
No, I don't think it's that anymore.
It really is people in general now. I think everybody loves it.
Yeah, well, maybe it's, I don't know.
Not everybody.
80-20.
Mark from the Northwest Side called up and pretty much said, you know, stay off my property in terms of baseball tradition.
There's a bunch of textures as well.
Yeah, but don't worry about that, because a lot of...
No, it's not don't worry. Those guys still exist. You're acting as... What you're doing is you saw what social media did. Baseball ain't social media yet.
No, I understand that.
Baseball's still got enough people who, for whatever reason, want their game to stay the way it was. And guess what? The people who are in this game aren't the guys that you used to root for. And if you really want to go back to it, Kirk Gibson pumping his fist around the first base.
Sure.
Babe Ruth, can you imagine what would happen if Prince Fielder pointed to the center field bleachers with his bat?
You know,
I'm going to hit a home run.
I said this earlier, Terry.
What if Ty Cobb walked into the stands and beat somebody to death?
That happens too.
Look, it used to rub me the wrong way, maybe as recently as 5 or 6 years ago, and that was only me staying in like this echo chamber of accepted baseball opinion and behavior. I learned it from my dad, who loved Ted Williams, who never tipped his cap once his entire career.
Yeah, but clapped the game around the bases every time he hit a home run. He was clapping for himself.
Yeah, but the game changes and people change and cultures change.
I didn't know that.
See, but I admit that as recently as 5 or 6 years ago, so that I had a moment where it changed for me. Terry, did you ever have a moment for you, or did you ever have a time in your baseball life where you wanted these guys to just, you know, shut up and respect the game? Because I admit that I did.
Sure. Yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And then the world goes on, though, right?
Oh, it's more entertaining now. I mean, when you think about the entertainment value, and forget all this other nonsense, because that doesn't apply to these guys. And it's still, what I think doesn't matter, because there are plenty of guys like Dyson out there that think the same way. Maybe they don't say it to their teammates, because I think the Rangers aren't any better at this. I think there's some flippers on there as well.
You're damn right,
but
there are.
I'm just saying, it's not me that's important. It's what some of the other players think. When you were talking to Lenny, was talking about that, you know, then you don't know where that idiot's going
to
hit you.
I think the understanding of what's going on in the transitional period of the game that we're in right now, it has to get to a point where hitting a guy because he did, like you know what you don't see anymore. People still get dunked on in the NBA, but what you don't see anymore is the flying elbows into a guy. And if you do see it, it's like Andrew Bynum who does it to J.J. Barea, and he's suspended. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before, in the 80s, that happened 2-3 times a game. And guess what? People started to get a little itchy about the game. You can't have these guys fighting every damn time. So why is it okay for a sport that has so many feelings and you have to protect the feelings of the very few, apparently? Why does this sport continue to have to do that? Why does it have to be, I can't enjoy myself or else I'm going to get a ball in my ribs?
Right, see, this is what I come down to here is emotion is real. It's real. That's genuine
emotion.
We tell
guys to be themselves.
And we also say, you know, and be at your best in the most stressful times. We call that clutch. We build legends around it. And then
but you don't want the explosion.
And then we ask them to suppress their natural emotion. Right. It's not fake. You know, I always, in these cases, just be real. Just be true to it. And if that's your real emotion, holy crap, look what I just did.
And guess
I'm
what?
Okay
and, it makes,
with that.
And it makes you appreciate the guys who don't do it as well.
Because that's
the
their real.
That's their real. The Carlos Beltrans of the world who have never done anything right. like that can still have.
Or the Barry Sanders, as discussed.
It doesn't
whatever
make them better
real.
People.
No,
not at all.
Whatever
and
your
that's
real
what
is.
I'm talking.
But you can like him. You can like one and not like the
of
other.
Of course. And speaks. It's not anybody's job on a professional level to show your kids how to do things on a peewee level. That's the other thing, too. All right? It's not Jose Bautista's job to show your shorty how to run the bases after he hits. It's not his job.
Right.
It's not Barry Sanders' job, nor is it Icky Woods' job to show you what to do after you score a touchdown in peewee football.
The other, so many sides of that inning and parts of that inning, but remember
it was just, aside from the idiot fans, I mean, that was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen in my life.
Four balls that don't get out of the infield. In a row.
Yes.
But all lead to base runners.
They're loaded.
Before the
awful.
Home run.
I feel awful for Elvis Andrus.
I hope that dude.
That's what Speak said.
I hope that dude has some genuine emotional strength and a good support system. Really?
That's
because he was broken
he
last
just
night.
Go to Atlanta and just go to the clubs and just drown it out.
Look, we've all been there. We've all been right. there.
Oh, but not on that stage. On that stage when you punt the whole night and you got a chance to bat later on and didn't do a damn thing. Whew, that's a rough go for Elvis Andrus.
When you let your team down multiple times.
You bet, and it all got in his head. You saw it. Yeah, one led to the other, led to the other.
All right, I'm getting the land the plane look for my guys, so it's time for you guys
let's
to take
go.
Over. Yeah, you guys have Bruce Miles, Matt Miller, Ben Nicholson-Smith, the second half, Greg Gabriel, Brian Billick, who you crapping, and Zach is TBD, and we all know if somebody's going up against TBD, TBD is overmatched, especially when it comes to Zach Zaman. So you guys got a full show.
We do.
Damn
look forward
right.
to. For the next 4 hours and 45 minutes, you will be riding with Boers and Bernstein Speaks. Tomorrow we got a Football Friday.
Yes, we do, and I'll see you on Twitter for the ball game tonight. At least I will be there.
Oh, yeah.
In the back half of it.
Yeah, a little Thursday night football with the Saints and the Falcons. This shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home tomorrow for Craft Beer Night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Jason Goff, and the rest of the crew, thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The SMU basketball team, led apparently by seniors Nick Moore and Marcus Kennedy, put out a lengthy statement Wednesday decrying the NCAA's decision to keep the Mustangs out of postseason play this season because of a case involving academic fraud and a member of the basketball staff. The players begin their statement by calling themselves student athletes. Anytime anyone uses that phrase, one should immediately be suspicious. The players should know that the term's redundant. Beyond that, the players go off on a tangent about the NCAA damaging the innocent with this penalty. They're right. But what exactly should the NCAA do when rules, especially involving academics, are violated? The players should blame those who perpetrated the fraud, not the NCAA. I'm John Feinstein.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor Halloween headquarters.
Ivan, those delightful strings of bat lights.
Right over there.
Thank you.
I need decorations that are...
terrifying?
Exactly.
Right down there.
I'm looking for...
bubbling cauldrons?
How'd you know?
Lucky guess. Next aisle. Enjoy eerily low Halloween prices every day, all season long. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
The Country Music Event of the Year is coming to the Chicago Theater presented by Chase on Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th. Stars and Strings, presented by UA Veterans and Piping. Starring Dierks Bentley, Gary Allen, Hunter Hayes, Jake Owen, Justin Moore, Kip Moore, Lee Bryce, Little Big Town, and the band Perry. Benefiting Folds of Honor. Here's your chance to get the best seats first. Use your Chase credit or debit card to purchase advance tickets during this exclusive Chase advance ticket sale. Limited time offer only available now through Thursday, October 1st at 10 p.m. Plus, Chase cardholders receive special access to purchase pre-sale tickets and VIP soundcheck passes now. Tickets go on sale to the public beginning Friday, October 2nd at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Subject to availability, terms, conditions, restrictions apply. Debit cards provided by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank, USA, N.A. Get all the info for Stars and Strings at US99.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh. The quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale. Save up to 50% off fall's best sweaters, flannels, and jeans for the whole family. Sweaters and flannels start at just $15. Hurry in. Valid 10/13 through 10/18. Select styles only.
Available at each store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. And keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Bruce Miles is going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about the Cubs. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout talks football at 2. Ben Nicholson-Smith from Toronto on whatever that all was yesterday. We'll get his thoughts at 3. He's really good on baseball. Second half at 3:30. Greg Gabriel at 4. Brian Billick, 4:40. Zach Zaidman at some point at 5 o'clock today.
Hi, buddy!
Who are you crapping?
Make it good.
Please, fingers good. Crossed. Please.
Call in. Have thoughts. Say things.
Please.
Be clever. Be interesting.
Hit me.
Be funny. Please.
Hit me.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
It's so horny.
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com app for your mobile device, so you can always have the show with you, whether you like it or not. Producers are Matt Abaticola.
Dead ball. The ball actually hit Shrew's bat as Martin went to throw it back to the pitcher.
Why is it dead? Why is it dead? That ball's alive.
Well, Dale Scott signaled immediately.
That ball's alive.
He's right.
Yeah. Well, it's a dumbass rule. Russell Martin, by the way, didn't know it. Didn't know the rule. How long has he caught in the big leagues? About Russell Martin? And a pretty smart catcher, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
10 years at least, right?
Yeah. He said he had no idea.
That ball's alive.
It's alive.
It's alive. I love Matt Abaticola. And he, of course, is Dale Jr. He keeps it high and dry.
Chris Tannehill.
Well, the key is you cannot block the plate, but I understand the question because it's a natural reaction for a fielder to go out and catch the baseball.
Edwin crushes one. Deep left field. This game is tied. The Parrots going for a winner-take-all walk.
He's Captain Indestructible.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, except their fans aren't, but they are.
The Parrots going for a winner-take-all walk.
Taking the Parrot for a walk. All right.
It's like he stole it from the Pirates.
The Jolly Jolly Roger.
The Jolly Jolly Roger.
Praise the Jolly Jolly Roger.
The Parrots going for a winner-take-all walk.
I love baseball.
It's the best.
It is just
the best.
It's so
the rest
great.
Of it.
Yesterday was so great.
It is.
And it's... Everybody loves that stuff, and there's still occasional grumbling. You know who's doing the most grumbling about that? Usually, it's the pitcher who got clowned. Usually, you find
him.
Well,
that's who's been grumbling.
Yeah, but of course he's great. He's grumbling.
That's who's grumbling.
He's grumbling because the guy hit it 450 feet.
He's grumbling.
Of course he's going to be mad. He's mad.
All right, control your people.
You know what? Come on.
Come on.
Don't throw a grapefruit over home plate to that guy, and then you're not worried about it.
Swung
right?
early on that one, didn't he?
Oh, very early. Very, very early and very far and away it goes.
Oh, my God. That was, I'm telling you, nothing better. I can have all the rest of it. Just give me that. I'm happy. I'm happy. And that's really good games to go to.
Yeah,
mighty cool.
And as I mentioned last year at this time, I usually do, that the great thing for those of us who
love all the metrics, love all the stats. The one thing we can do in the postseason is, for the most part, forget them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't predict anything. There's not a whole lot of value there. Sure, you can look at a matchup here. You can look at a history there. But anybody who's on that stage is capable of delivering. Anybody who's in the big leagues, who's earned an opportunity to be playing at this point, can have a sample of games, can put together something that's way beyond or perhaps way below anything he's done in his career. So now it's a time to sort of, you know, put the books away and just watch that crap. I mean,
yeah,
come
I mean,
on.
It is so good that I didn't even want to turn the TV off. You know what I mean? I don't even want this thing to end. I want him to keep playing, like, you know, just keep going with this, because the post game was great too. I mean, it just is an amazing thing that entire game, that entire scene, other than the stupid throwing of stuff by those idiots. But I mean, the game was just unbelievable. And Sam Dyson is so mad at the world. He's just mad at the damn world. He's going to get everybody. He'll get you for this, you bastard. I'll get you. You control him.
I'm not sure what he's so mad about.
I, you know what? That's one of the great bat flips in the history of bat flips.
Oh.
My God,
well,
are you kidding me?
When you combine it with the stare down?
Oh.
That he just stood there staring. And then
the park in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, some guy from the Washington Post had this a graphic meme going around that Jose Bautista's bat was also up on top of the right field Wrigley video board right next to Schwarber's ball.
That ball. You know, they say in your old country, that ball got out of here in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's like, there's like living up to it, though. You know, I mean, they powered them all year, and here's the biggest game they played ever as Blue Jays, and Encarnacion ties it. And here comes this guy once you fall behind. You know, it's not like there weren't any sleepers on this yesterday. This was uh-oh and uh-oh coming to bat. You know, it's like, ooh, that guy, and then that guy. And Sam, here's what I'd worry about. Don't worry about that bat flip. Don't worry about any of it. Where did you throw that pitch?
Calm that down. Just kind of respect the game a little more.
Oh. I mean,
he's a huge role model for you know, the younger generation that's coming up playing this game. And, I mean, he's doing stuff that, you know, kids do on wiffle ball games and, you know, backyard baseball. And it shouldn't be done.
The sick monkey's waiting in his locker.
You're just mad.
He's just mad.
You're just mad.
He's an angry man.
The sick monkey's going for a winner-take-all walk.
Yeah. Now that would be, see, it's true. If you, some major leaguer should have a home run trot involving the sick monkey's wet ass.
Well, then,
raise
tell me,
the sick monkey's wet ass.
Tell me that didn't. Tell me that didn't. That whole sequence. Tell me that didn't.
The sick monkey is going for a winner-take-all walk.
I couldn't control
so
him. He wanted it out of the house.
His wet ass.
Yeah, he wanted it out of the house. He was on a plane. He's going to Toronto. He's ready for it. I mean, he was super excited, the monkey. Wet and excited.
And hysterical.
We'll put Chris on for money.
Scoreboard update.
Hi, from the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Tonight, Game 5 of the National League Division Series in L.A., the winner between the Dodgers and Mets.
Chris.
Hi. We already did this. The winner of that game gets to take on the Cubs and, in fact, host them on Saturday in the NLCS. Cliff Floyd played for both the Cubs and the Mets and says the players involved right now, they've got to stay even this time of year.
The one thing we can't do as you know, big league players is think. You know what I'm saying? Think too much. And if you allow these guys to think and be out there and worry about where they are, then it's not in a position to be successful.
With Mully and Hanley today, Jacob DeGrom opposing Zach Greinke tonight. Meanwhile, the Cubs working out this afternoon. They will travel tomorrow morning to wherever they have to go. Blackhawks continue their road trip tonight. They're in Washington. The puck will drop at 6. The Hawks signed defenseman Kyle Kaminsky to a one-year contract. Bears visiting the Lions on Sunday. They practiced today. Receiver Eddie Royal was able to participate. Don't have a full injury report yet. As always, that will be released this afternoon. This update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. And Cubs playoff push coverage on the Score presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
132 Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We got a hell of a busy day for you.
Yeah, we do. We've got all kinds of stuff, and we should, because there's so many things going on everywhere. There's just sports exploding everywhere at the moment. And, you know, I'm hearing, this is one of these times where, you know, you flip to the business section and there's Cubs-related stories and how it's affecting business.
Everywhere.
You know, and I'm listening to our sister station today, and during their noon business hour, they're talking about the effect of a potential World Series game in Chicago on Halloween and what any the financial, the concerns for and security concerns and all that. It's just this is one of those things where you've got a rising tide of everything here that's exciting on a whole lot of levels. Unless, of course, you're one of those idiot, embittered White Sox people we heard from yesterday.
I can't deal with this. I don't like it. I think, you know what? Despite the recent rise and you hear this, I really think that's a dying breed. I do.
White Sox fans?
Yeah, well, in general, yes. But I think those who feel that, I don't think the newer generation of fan feels that. I don't.
Right, because why bother?
Yeah, there is no bother to it. Why? Why would you? Who cares? I mean, I hate them. Well, why?
Joe Maddon has said that Addison Russell is out for the NLCS. He is out. I am not surprised to hear that.
No.
He will miss the entire NLCS because of a hamstring strain. Not good news, but at least we know.
Yeah, but they'll be okay.
Yeah, you'd rather have your slick fielding shortstop, though.
Yeah.
But yes,
I still like their chances.
Bruce Miles of the Daily Herald, who's covered the Cubs forever, is going to join us next on The Score.
The Cubs are in the NLCS.
This is what it's all about. You know, this is what you love to play baseball for, is playing in front of your home crowd in the playoffs.
Live the excitement of this historic Chicago sports moment with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff talk.
Northsiders celebrate the baseball postseason with Home Run In Pizza. Bake one up in 15 minutes or less. Home Run In Pizza, always a hit with Chicago fans. Visit homeruninpizza.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Washington at 6. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back two popular sauces, ghost pepper and bourbon honey mustard. Perfect for all the football action. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
Sprint presents Time Machine.
Hey!
What are you doing?
It's 17 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S, and I'm building a time machine so I don't have to wait.
Oh, with Sprint? I never have to wait. I get to upgrade to the newest iPhone right away, whenever it comes out.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Man, I gotta switch to Sprint.
Why does your time machine sound like a microwave?
It's cooking my leftovers from tomorrow night.
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease. No security deposit. Excludes taxes. Subject to well-qualified credit. New line port. A $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever is lease upgrade eligibility. Does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, 140 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Boers and Bernstein, a little change in plan.
Well, Bruce Miles is currently talking to Joe Madden among the reporters.
He's talking to Joe Madden
at that press conference. So
we'll get him.
We will get him as soon as he is done.
And he's a veteran. Going over a KG veteran.
What the decisions are in some of these roster spots. So we know now it's going to be Lester first, Arrieta in the second game, and then pitcher three and pitcher four.
Yeah, whoever they are. Don't assign names to that.
It's the only thing that at this point we do not know.
It worries me a little bit that I think that you, for the first time this year, and this is just me, could be nothing, but I think you have to be careful with Arrieta.
Yeah.
I think he's a hoss.
Yeah, people get very unhappy with me when I brought up the number of innings that he's thrown.
Well, I don't care if they're unhappy, they're wrong. I think the Cubs are the ones who are aware of it, and aware of it enough to know that as good as he's been, it's just not been him of late. And, you know, if you go a couple more, you're really getting up if you make three more starts, you know, and which, well, he could, or four more, I think. So you're really getting up there.
You're asking an awful lot of a taxed pitcher who is way, way beyond anything he's ever done before as far as innings load.
Yep.
So at some point that matters.
It does matter.
And I have no problem giving him that extra day, and I think this is an indication that they feel it's okay to find that extra day of rest. Because, you know, really, if you also think long term, the Cubs don't really have to care. It's not like this is Chris Sale a couple years ago or some 23-24-year-old that you've got on some long-term deal on team-friendly terms. They don't care because he's a Boris guy, right?
He is.
So he's going to get to the end of that deal, and the Cubs don't have to care if his arm's shot. Use him up and get what you can out of him and see if maybe you can get a ring out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then let him go pitch somewhere else and buy another ace.
Yeah, I just, you know, I it all sounds right, but I'm not sure how much, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think when you know you could need him for that many more starts, you have to be careful to start with. And I think the Cubs would like to do that, maybe the game will dictate it. Maybe they'll be way ahead. They can.
Let's go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BruceMiles2112. He's with us on The Score. From the Daily Herald, it's Bruce Miles. Hey, what's happening, Bruce?
Hey, guys, how are you? Big day out here at Wrigley. Just met with Joe Madden and, you know, a few news items. Edison Russell not available, and John Lester to start game one, Jake Arrieta game two.
What do you make of that? Why do you think they made that decision?
I think just to give Arrieta one more day of rest. He would pitch two games anyway in the championship series. Now they just give him a little bit of a day's rest. You know, I looked at his innings pitched. 243.2 innings. That is a lot. That's old school kind of standards, and I think one more day could do wonders.
Yeah, and I think the Cubs are certainly aware of that, too. You know, Bruce, it just hasn't been the same watching. I mean, the results have been okay, but he doesn't look like that guy sometimes anymore.
Well, he did against the Pirates, against the Cardinals, yep. No, and he attributed again today to, you know, maybe being a little bit amped up with the emotional preparation and so forth, and maybe throwing a little bit sideways across his body. But my gosh, you got to figure there's got to be some physical fatigue there.
You know, it's funny that they had discussed about the crossfire delivery being what has helped turn him from just an unrealized potential star into an actual star. And yet, we go back a ways talking about Kerry Wood, talking about Wade Miller, and talking with any number of people who break down pitching mechanics and say specifically throwing across your body's bad for you.
Yeah,
and that was my first thought, Kerry Wood, in talking about that. So, you know, it's the thing today where Jake was throwing a bullpen session today, which is normal, but perhaps there they were getting a few mechanical things worked out, because he did say that when you get a little bit emotionally amped, it does affect your mechanics. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but I really like what Madden has done here with giving him the extra day.
And Addison Russell, big loss, but could the Cubs survive that?
Yeah, you know, I think they can. Javier Baez, despite a couple of errors the other day, and that might have been nerves too.
I think so.
He might be the best shortstop, fielding shortstop they have. He's a real smooth fielder, and you saw what he did going opposite field there. So it's not one of these situations where you say, oh my gosh, you know, what do we have to do, or do we have to move Starlin Castro back to shortstop, which would probably, you know, not be the worst idea, but not the best either. But I think they can withstand this for one series.
So what happens to the roster now? You've got an open spot. Is that an extra pitcher? Is that Jonathan Herrera because of late inning pinch hit possibilities and versatility? What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, that's the one where Joe mentioned a few minutes ago in the press conference that he and Theo and the staff are going to talk about that one right now. I think that they'll go with the position player to keep themselves covered. You're still playing a National League game or some substitutions at the end. So Herrera's a possibility, and they've added the extra catcher, Taylor Teagarden, to the roster. So that's one as well. They're about the only two position player options that you have. In the bullpen, I suppose you could add a Zach Ross couple, Neil Ramirez, but those are things that they're going to get together tonight and discuss.
But adding Taylor Teagarden seems strange, considering, I mean, that just tells you they really don't want Schwarber to catch then, does it?
Yeah, that's exactly the conversations we were having upstairs before the workout. I think they like where Schwarber's at in left field and perhaps right if that position comes up or if that situation comes up. But no, I think they want him to just forget about this catching thing until the winter time, and they'll pick it up again as that time comes.
You know, I don't want to, you know, paint you as that guy who's been covering baseball for decades, but You've been covering baseball for a while. I want to know your thoughts on, because we always debate, you know, what a manager means. What does this guy really mean to a team? What has Joe Madden meant to the Cubs?
I think he's meant a heck of a lot, guys, just from setting a tone, and that was from day one of spring training, where he said no one game is more important than any other, whether it's April 15th or July 15th or now October 15th, because when you get to October 15th, you've played that game before, and you're not going to put any more emphasis on it. He does not like the term stepping up, but we have to step up for the flaps. I think he's meant a heck of a lot in setting a tone, in keeping guys relaxed. I just love the whole idea that they have not taken a full batting practice here, or very few, since the middle of August that were mandatory for everybody on the field. He's thrown a lot of convention out the window, and, you know, let's have more of that.
Have you ever been around a team? And we know that historically, when we just look at the ages of these players, that there's never been a team in an LCS this reliant on this many players this young. That's just that's a fact. It's just unprecedented. But even in their leadership roles, even when you look at somebody like Anthony Rizzo, who's still a puppy, and he's really sort of the steadying clubhouse influence and the go-to guy. You know, you've got a couple of veterans in Fowler and Montero, but they're not front and center. It amazes me that we're watching somebody like Rizzo become so important to such a good team at such an early age.
Yeah, it amazes me, too. You know what? Rizzo and Schwarber were on the podium or in the interview room after the last game here, and you could tell right then, well, we've known before, that this is Anthony Rizzo's team. It's really his team, and the poise that he handled the national media with the other day was really quite striking. And like you said, there are guys like Fowler on this team, but we don't know how long-term he's going to be. But the way Anthony Rizzo has grown into this leadership role, and Joe has said leadership is taken, it's not given, and Anthony Rizzo right now has taken that.
You know, did you ever think you'd see a Cub team like this?
No.
How can you?
Here's why. Because, like you said, I've been covering this team on a full-time basis since 1998. And whenever the few occasions they got into this situation, something always happened. And, you know, I think Lou was so uptight in 07 and 08 because of the urgency to win. And we have to win now because they're going to sell the team. And Joe has kind of come in and said, you know, this is what we do. We play baseball. And all of these young kids, none of them know what pressure is. None of them seem affected by it in the least. So, no, the short answer to that question is no.
Yeah, that's the essence of it, Bruce, is the lack of desperation. That all these other Cub teams in 2003, even though it probably shouldn't have been, was dripping with desperation. Even more so, like you say, under Pinella, who probably sensed not only the end of that ownership group, but perhaps the end of his own managerial career and everything else, and the number of veterans, the contracts they had, that this just seems in many ways, and I don't know if it's I'm projecting this or if the Cubs are exuding this or it's somewhere in the middle of both, but there is just an utter and immensely liberating lack of desperation involved. That cloud is just not there.
Yeah, you know what? And it's so refreshing, and it's refreshing for me to be around to see these young kids acting like this. And again, I think it all goes back to the leadership of Joe Maddon in setting that tone from day one. And you know, the other day they're playing the Cardinals in a big game, and they said, "Well, batting practice is optional." Zero guys showed up. I mean, that's some relaxation right there. Not one guy showed up, and I'm sure like the national TV wanted to shoot some B-roll of batting practice, and there's nobody out there. So it's exactly right. You have that, and we've said it three or four times. I think it goes back to Joe Maddon's approach and his leadership here.
Yeah, I there's something about Lou and Dusty that just, I don't know what it was, Bruce, you'd know better than I, but there's something, desperation, maybe that was it, I don't know, it just felt wrong after a while, even though I thought that 2003 team was going to win. I really thought they'd win it all, and I was, I was close, it was close, and then it went away. I never had that feeling about 2007, 2008.
No, I didn't either. You know what? And I think really, as much as I like Lou Piniella and being around him and respected his baseball knowledge, he just was so uptight. And you saw in that game one in 07 when he yanked Zambrano way too early, trying to save him for a game four that never was played, or game five, whatever it was. It was just the uptight nature. And I really do think, and you look at that game against the Dodgers the next year when each of the four infielders made an error, the tone was not the same. There was that desperation tone that, you know, we have to do this. We have to do this. Here it's like, we're just playing baseball.
And we get a chance to do it next year, the year after that, the year after that. You know, Bruce, we were looking at comps yesterday. We had a stat analyst that does stuff for us, putting together comparable teams of an age average like the Cubs, finding themselves in an LCS and with a first-year manager. Because, you know, perhaps this was a time where they said, all right, now it's the time for this guy with this team. And the comps that came up historically were the 76 Royals, the 1971 Oakland A's when Dick Williams arrived, and the 1970 Cincinnati Reds the first year Sparky Anderson got there. And I looked at that as damn good company.
And you know what? Because all of those teams were at the very beginning of long runs of success. And what have Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein talked about? A long period of sustained success. So those are wonderful comps simply because of what those other teams went on to do and what you might be able to look forward to here.
Well, I don't know what would stop it. I guess baseball is one of those sports, Bruce, where a lot of things could happen to this. But I, at this point, as we let you go, really appreciate you jumping on with us, that I don't know how you stop this. I mean, they'll buy some pitching. They'll do what they have to do to keep some, you know, whether it's David Price or whatever the hell they're going to do, they'll find some guys to pitch. And unless there's something really seriously wrong with some of these kids, I mean, I see a pretty long period of success here.
Yes, I do, too. The only X factor each year is injuries. We don't know how that's going to play out, but they seem to have the depth to withstand that. And the other thing is that people start getting dumb all of a sudden, and these are not dumb people I'm working with here.
Well, if you look at a press box, it certainly could be.
Yeah, I look in the mirror, too. Right. So.
Yeah, and I know the Cubs won't say, Madden won't say, but would you prefer to go back and forth from L.A. or New York?
I think they would all prefer New York simply because of the travel situation. They pretty much said that today, that, you know, we don't really care who we face and we respect both teams, but simply because of the travel situation, the guys in the clubhouse and Madden seem to prefer New York.
What about you?
I'd like that too. I find New York to be a fun city in small doses. I'm not a big fan of the city of L.A., but I do love Dodger Stadium. The games will be a little bit later in New York, but, you know, we'll see. I really don't have a preference. All I know is I got to cancel some flights and some hotels.
All right, Bruce, we really appreciate you jumping on with us, my friend, and have fun.
Oh, I will do that, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruce Miles of the Daily Herald, our guest. And next will be Matt Miller for his regular Thursday football hit. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Cub fans, they've done it. The Cubs are in the NLCS.
Rizzo drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Gone. Anthony Rizzo with a home run.
Live the excitement of this historic Chicago sports moment with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff.
That isn't just the sound of the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, and more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form commands attention, while its more powerful, fuel-efficient engine demands to be driven. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
The Country Music Event of the Year is coming to the Chicago Theater, presented by Chase, on Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th. Stars and Strings, presented by UA Veterans and Piping. Starring Dierks Bentley, Gary Allen, Hunter Hayes, Jake Owen, Justin Moore, Kip Moore, Lee Bryce, Little Big Town, and the band Perry. Benefiting Folds of Honor. Here's your chance to get the best seats first. Use your Chase credit or debit card to purchase advance tickets during this exclusive Chase Advance Ticket Sale. Limited time offer only available now through Thursday, October 1st at 10 p.m. Plus, Chase cardholders receive special access to purchase pre-sale tickets and VIP soundcheck passes now. Tickets go on sale to the public beginning Friday, October 2nd at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Subject to availability, terms, conditions, restrictions apply. Debit cards provided by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank, USA, N.A. Get all the info for Stars and Strings at US99.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life.
Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Interested in expanding into the growing field of wellness and sports with the flexibility of 100% online courses? The University of Western States Exercise and Sports Science Graduate Program is geared toward working professionals. Choose times and class loads convenient to your schedule. Turn your passion for sports and wellness into your profession. Find out more at uws.edu/ESS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh, the quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale.